I've ruled out uni because I want to live at home.
I've ruled out uni because I want to earn money.
I've ruled out uni because of my grades.
Study with the Open University and there's no need to rule out anything. With our respected degrees, you can learn from home and work alongside study. We're open to all. Plus, you'll have the support of expert tutors. So rethink your future with the degree you didn't think was possible. The Open University. The future is open.
Ready to launch your business? Get started with the commerce platform made for entrepreneurs. Shopify is specially designed to help you start, run, and grow your business with easy customizable themes that let you build your brand, marketing tools that get your products out there, integrated shipping solutions that actually save you time. From startups to scale-ups, online, in person, and on the go, Shopify is made for entrepreneurs like you.
Sign up for your $1 a month trial at shopify.com/setup.
Heard of the Red Heifers? Yeah, well, they're on fire for mock sacrifices in Israel.
Big oil is causing natural disasters and stealing lithium right out of groundwater.
And the U.S. government has a secret faction to where they believe all UFOs and UAPs and aliens, they're demons.
This podcast is brought to you and powered by Sunday Cool. Watch this or listen.
Inbound. Great job.
Do one, like, intense swing and yell.
Karate chop!
You guys are mean.
10 wings, a drink, and some fries. Our fries are decent.
Dude, wing it. Much? Hey, wing it on.
For how much, Andy?
For 10 wings, a large drink, and a large fry, it was like
$37.
$16, I think.
That's not math. You know who's the king of
that's
lunches?
Not math?
That's not math.
That's not math.
That ain't math.
My dad is the king of getting a cheap good lunch. My dad will tell you every deal for every day.
He's like, on Tuesdays, we do Taco Tuesdays. At Tijuana.
$7.99 for two tacos and a drink.
He like knows all this stuff.
That's the goal, though. That's where you want to be.
You know,
kids eat free on Thursdays.
You know that Tim Dillon is always like, stand-up comedy is my fallback. Really, I think I should be in the mortgage business eating some serious lunches. That's like his. It's so funny. That's literally my dad, though. Like the accountant with serious lunches. And
that's
he's
awesome.
A couponer. He has a very fulfilling life.
That's great. That's exciting, though.
Oh,
dude, I love a good old birthday like reminder on my phone. I always allow the notifications like for Duncan or something. Like, hey, it's your birthday. Because I always just put random birthdays in whenever I'm filling that stuff out and I forgot. But now it's just like I get gifts throughout the year.
Wait,
that's actually pretty cool.
I mean, that's genius.
I mean, it's, yeah, you just always don't put in
a
real.
You're not going to eat at all those places on your birthday.
No, and it's, if you did, that would be terrible. You would be like, I'd feel bad. I'd waste them all.
It's genius if you're dishonest.
It's not being dishonest. It's just it's hiding your information from big corporations, but getting treated by using their app. So it's a win-win.
Hmm.
I don't want to freak you guys out.
Yeah.
But getting cheese and bacon on a Chick-fil-A sandwich is one of the best things ever.
That was
so good.
Was it?
It was supposed to be grilled chicken.
I never do.
You know that? You know the TikToks where it's a bigger lady talking and she's like, I went to whatever. Some restaurant or Panera. It was Panera. And she's like, and I got the salad, but they put a sandwich in there. What the heck? And then it just does the dog going.
Mm. Yeah, it's a top comment. Yeah. Side eye.
So I ordered a grilled chicken, but I got a fried chicken.
Right. Right. That's so great.
Yeah. I'm trying to lose weight because half of our audience called me fat.
By the way, people are really mean.
It's crazy. Be nice to my friend.
Hey, I wrote all your names down and I kept it in a little booklet.
Yep.
For one day.
And everyone who didn't comment got a gift.
Yeah.
Sent to us.
Everyone said nice stash. I sent them money.
Yep. $1,000 each.
Yep. So.
I think you're beautiful.
Thanks.
It's crazy how mean people are, huh? Yeah. Even people we thought were our friends.
Could you imagine just walking up to someone in public and going like, you are fat? Or did a bee sting
your
neck?
Dude, you look like
someone
Garfield.
Yeah, someone said I look like Garfield.
Hey! Dude, honestly, someone... Do you remember...
Mondays, am I right?
You know, you remember Fievel Goes West?
Yeah.
Did you ever see that movie?
Yeah.
It's a Steven Spielberg animated film. It's so good. But there's a cat, someone said, and I was like, because I was like, it kind of... You remind me of some animated creature, but I couldn't remember what. And then someone says, you look like the cat from Fievel. And I said, oh my gosh, that's what it is. And you want to see?
Yeah.
I'm so sorry. But
let me see.
That was so mean. With the,
I was like, dude, that's kind of crazy.
Oh, man.
No.
Josh,
you're gorgeous.
Is, people were mean. I will say, though, you're like, everybody's being so mean. People are mean to me all the time in the comments.
I was wondering how that.
They say horrific things about me. I'm like, yeah, okay, here you go.
Yeah, it's nothing worse than what we've already made fun of each other or we've read already. So,
yeah.
But growing it back.
Yeah, exactly. The things get, guess what? It can change. Some people's faces stay that way.
If karma's, if
you
karma,
put a beard on.
That's true. If karma exists, it's because of the folders you have for each of us.
I know. Yeah, these secret folders of mean comparisons.
You just remember my Shrek face whenever I shave my beard.
Yeah, that was,
I actually was remembering that.
That's when I discovered your mouth is huge.
Your mouth is ginormous.
It's so big. It's the biggest mouth I've ever seen.
You're like Pac-Man.
This is like that's what you're not surprised whenever I shave. It's like the chin, whatever, but it's just the mouth.
Like, oh my.
How many teeth do you have? Two rows of teeth, Andy?
You can fit a whole grapefruit in there. Oh. Hey, do you want a song?
Yeah.
Oh, geez. I guess we can write something up real quick. Let me.
Oh, yeah. We didn't even prepare a song.
Nope, we didn't.
It's convenient this guitar hangs here because.
That is convenient. Yeah. Guys, check out our new guitar hook. They can't see it. They can.
Guitar hook.
Very nice. At least one thing's organized in here.
Hey. Listen.
Take it back.
Lily came in a mood today, guys.
No.
Big time mood.
I had a wonderful morning.
Did you?
Yeah.
Let's sing about our morning.
Okay. Yeah, let's do it.
One, two, three, four. Water is rising, so what do we do? The world is on fire, so how do you do? Sleep at night through all of the screams, while society is bursting at the seams. Trigger happy people with fingers on the button. We have to leave this planet, we got to think of something. We need a ship, a rocket to take us far away. We need it all to happen, can stay another day. Where can we run? Where can we run? Space is too far, we are done. Where can we fly? It's all so dark. We need another Noah, we need another Ark. Ark to Mars, Ark to Mars. Please, Mr. Elon, help us now. Ark to Mars, Ark to Mars. Please, Mr. Elon, help us now. Who can build this ark to Mars? A floating genius among the stars. A man repentant, broken heart. He will build this ark to Mars.
Wow! We have to do a little bit of this, a little bit of that, and we have found our way right there.
A little round and we find it, here we go. And we found it all right, boys.
Gosh.
First day.
Dude. Wow.
First try.
I loved it.
Optimus! Optimus! Peanut Hibbler Optimus!
I loved it, you guys. Good job.
I absolutely loved it.
Inspiration came from just the word burning up as it is, right? And so what we take it is inspiration. And so when we wrote the lyrics, we didn't use ChatGPT. No, ChatGPT was using that one.
Really?
So we just... We just came from it. Flowed through our heart like a river, right, mate?
Really came from the heart there, Paulie.
Yeah, I just truly believe it from our heart and our soul. And Elon, if you are listening, we do appreciate you, and we do hope you reserve us a seat on your little Ark to Mars.
You sound like Russell Brand.
Yeah, you do literally.
we have fun.
But unfortunately, everyone, be quiet because this is not going to be fun. There's a lot of stuff happening. Mm-hmm. A lot of things in the news. Sad stuff.
That's what they're saying.
Happy stuff, but more sad stuff, I feel like.
Scary stuff.
If you could just let me finish.
Helping.
No, stop.
You're female splaining. So.
Yeah. Guys. Today's question. This is not, like, all jokes aside, for real this time.
Okay.
Yeah. My neck hurts. All jokes aside, let's be like for real on this one.
Sure.
Today's question, sent in by a viewer. Should families be separated? Should families be separated?
I mean, do you want me to go first?
Unless Lola, do you want to go first?
No.
Yeah, you go first.
Yeah.
Whoa.
You want me to repeat it? Yes, I think families should be separated. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
You agree?
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
Yeah,
families should be separated.
I want to be on the right side of history.
Yeah. Lil, what do you think?
Yeah.
Yeah, huh?
Good. So you think that what's happening right now with ICE?
Stop. Don't go there.
Because I said no.
Yeah.
I mean, that's
no,
what
you
I
didn't.
Said.
What
are you talking about? You just saw we said no. I mean,
no,
if we want to run
it
clear,
are
you actually turned around?
No, you guys said yes.
Did you just say no? You're confusing me now. Because we obviously said no.
Wait,
that's
so should families
thing.
Be separated, yes or no?
I'm going to go with the group.
So
you obviously didn't go
the
with group
the group, of
though.
ICE?
No.
The group known as ICE.
No.
It's a terrible thing that's happening.
Do you want a chance to change your answer?
I'm in agreement with whatever you guys say.
You obviously aren't because it's the complete opposite.
You're contradicting
I don't know
yourself
why you're
right
actually
now.
Laughing right now.
It's not a laughing matter.
This is terrible. What's happening?
She's like nervous to talk. She's moving further and further away from her mic.
You guys.
So families should be separated.
Let me off the hook.
You're the one. You
I
put
wish
yourself on the hook.
I wish we could. Wish we could.
You made the bait and you're on it. Hook, line, and sinker, baby. So families should be separated.
Based on what you're saying, no.
Oh, my gosh. Because obviously, we're talking about families being separated from evil.
Burning.
And burning houses.
Burning houses. Evil and burning houses.
From witches.
From witches that started fires.
And you think that families should just stay in those homes that are on fire?
Set by witches?
Set by those evil witches?
No, I don't.
You're jumbled.
I would say get out of that house.
I would say get out.
Yeah, because it's obviously not going to be good for
separate yourself from the house, Lil.
The evil burning house.
The evil burning witch house.
Leave me alone.
And of course, wait, have you not heard about the witches that are burning all these houses?
Yes.
It's payback from all the witch trials.
The Salem witch trials is revenge.
And you think that's okay? You think that families should just stay there and not separate themselves from that?
That's not what I'm saying at all.
That's exactly what she's saying. She said it. He's going to throw up. You made him so sick. Are you okay? He's not okay. He's sick because he's worried about those families, Lil.
I'm
picturing man.
Him. I'm a visual
he's
person.
He's so visual. Oh, Andy, no. Look at what you did
now.
To him.
I can see it now. Get out.
Look
Get
at what you
out
did to him, Lil.
She supports
you did this.
She supports the witches.
She supports the witches. Guys, I guess you can hurry here first. Lil supports the witches.
I don't.
And ICE, apparently.
You're gonna burn!
Like a show!
Stop it right now.
Did I say ninja? I meant
butterfly.
The butterfly is no doubt one of God's chosen
people. I said empty your mind.
You learn martial arts!
Ha! Ninja's not dead!
Oh my gosh.
Hey, it's tricky, but we got there, pal.
Don't you ever do that again.
Don't ever do that.
Oh.
I hate that segment.
Speaking of. Well,
you make it, honestly, you made it more difficult on yourself this time. So yeah. we had a double gaslight you. So.
Speaking of being separated from your family.
Don't say it.
Did you hear about that guy who was wearing a metallic necklace and got by an MRI machine?
Whoa.
What, it chops your... Oh, because it's a magnet.
They said it's strong enough to throw a wheelchair across the room.
The thing is...
And he walked in there with a necklace.
Don't they
I don't
say,
think
do
it was just
any
a
metal
necklace
on your body?
Yes, that is a question. But you know what? Wow.
Yes, that is a question.
That's a question they ask, but my thing, there's like, you know, non-magnetic metals.
Dude, the thing is, this wasn't just a normal necklace. This was a 20-pound chain.
What?
With a padlock. Basically like a bike lock this guy was wearing.
Why?
And I mean, I don't know if it was literally a bike lock where they just had it, or he was just like just a fashionable 20-pound chain. But that's what brought it.
20 pounds?
20 pounds is what it says.
It sounds like this was a mid.
So yeah, he put this on real quick. Walk in this room.
Yeah, but apparently they didn't specify what it did, but they're like...
it was horrific. It went
he died the next day. That's what they said.
The next day?
Yeah. You can live a whole day without a head.
Shut up.
He was a 61-year-old man who was wearing a 20-pound chain used for weight training.
Oh.
Oh.
What?
Why is he in sucked there into the MRI scanner?
He's just flexing. I forgot I had it on.
Crazy. I mean,
why was he wearing that in a hospital?
I don't know. But that's just the thing. It's like I think that was a literal Final Destination death.
Yeah.
In a movie. So I think like that's crazy. The marketing for the movie is insane.
That's crazy.
It's a little late, but it's terrible.
Final Destination. There's a guy driving on a highway in Florida.
Oh boy.
A tree fell, squished him in his car.
You guys need to know that you're feeding my paranoia. This is why I'm crazy.
One, don't wear a chain to an MRI machine.
Two, don't drive on highways in Florida.
Or if you do, bring a chainsaw.
Did you see the other dude who died on a Florida highway? The elderly man trying to be a hero. We've all been there, driving down the road, and there was a turtle, and he got out to help the turtle across.
And he got hit?
He got.
Oh, no.
Get off your phones, people.
Dude,
but it was also on the highway, right?
Yeah.
Don't get off in the highway to save a turtle.
Did I ever tell you the story when I tried to save a tortoise with Austin?
Why is this already funny to you?
Dude, it was crazy. The thing is, because I always break for turtles. I always stop. You know, we always do that. It's like...
I go out of my way to run him over.
I get excited. We're driving back from Howie. And we're just driving on the highway. It was a back road, like one of the old highways. And so we pull over because it was a freaking huge tortoise.
Yeah.
It wasn't just a turtle. Like, it was like something that's been around for a while. And he's going across, and I see it, and I run back, and Austin gets out of the car, and I see another car coming, just a little tiny little thing, and I'm waving it down, and it's not seeing me at all. It's like going 60. Right in front of me. Like, I had run. I'm out of breath, and it was right there. And the car was like, no. And I literally saw it happen, and the crunch and the everything. I was just like, it was traumatic. And I look over at Austin, and Austin's doing exactly what you're doing because he saw the look on my face, and he was dying laughing just at like how tragic that whole moment was.
No, I
literally was jumping, and it just went boom. I'm like, dude, it was crazy.
Oh,
I hate it.
Did you see that video of that girl that was saving it was like the gopher turtle or whatever? Yeah. And she threw it in the lake.
Yes.
Oh no.
She can't swim.
Oh, no.
Like, dude. She didn't find out till later. It's like, because people comment, it's like, dude, that's literally, you're not, you they just can't swim.
You should murdered a turtle. Accidental homicide.
Oh man.
Manslaughter. This is an ad by BetterHelp.
Don't start.
What?
Andy, I'm sick of it, okay? Can't you see my mental health isn't at 100%? All these conspiracies and work stuff, it's making me lose it! Look at my face! Look at this! I'm losing it!
Okay, all right. Take it easy, man.
Ugh.
You know that workplace stress is like one of the main causes of declining mental health, okay? You know that.
I know that, Andy, but do you think BetterHelp is going to fix that?
Listen, I know it can help. BetterHelp is the largest online therapy platform, and they're making it so easy for people to start focusing on their mental health.
Or maybe I just quit. Quit, move to Machu Picchu, become a monk. I don't know.
Okay, well, you can't just quit, Josh. You got family, you got responsibilities. I really think BetterHelp can make a difference, man.
Okay, but how?
I mean, they have over 30,000 therapists, and they've been serving over 5 million people worldwide. I think they know what they're doing, Josh.
Sure, but I don't think I got time for that, Andy. I don't got time for this BetterHelp stuff. I think I'm just going to go.
Wait, Josh, you don't understand. When you use BetterHelp, you can meet with a therapist at the click of a button. It's super convenient. They make it that way.
All right. You convinced me.
I'll give it a try.
Thank you, Josh. You're not going to regret it. And it says right here, they can provide access to mental health professionals with a diverse variety of expertise. That sounds great, doesn't it?
You know what, Andy? That does sound great. And do our listeners get a discount as well?
They sure do. They get 10% off their very first month at betterhelp.com/ninjas. That's betterhelp.com/ninjas.
Go now. 10% off for help with your brain.
Needs it. That wasn't a jab, I promise. Like, I'm just saying, because we were just talking about how you needed help.
It's my face, isn't it?
No, man, you look beautiful.
I'm going to go sign up right now for betterhelp.com.
Okay.
/ninjas. Speaking of turtles, we just got back from a trip from North Carolina.
I can't wait to talk about it.
Let's talk about it right now.
Very what happened? Cool.
Where'd you guys go? You went to the Airbnb, right? We talked about?
Saluda, North Carolina. Awesome. It was like 25 miles south of Asheville.
Okay. Yeah, awesome. So it's like a 7-hour car ride? 8 hours?
7.5, yeah.
Cool.
8.
It depends on if you have kids that get car sick.
Yeah. I heard that story.
So we discovered... what's up?
No, she's just like significantly quieter than us talking off the mic. That's rare.
Stop it right now.
Are you all right? Are you my wife?
Stop. Shut up. You're so silly today.
No,
stop.
I'm not.
Goofy.
I'm not. I'm always silly. I don't know. Maybe it's my new double chin.
Ooh.
Shut up.
We discovered Ada gets car sick. And
we kind of knew that already, but.
Not like that bad, though.
Yeah.
She just inhaled like an entire bag of Cheeto Puffs. And she's like, she's like, Dad, I got to pee. And she says that like every 30 minutes. They're like, all right, we'll find a spot. And then she's like, oh, my head hurts. They're like, you okay? And she's just sitting there like this.
And she was like, I got to go potty.
I got to go potty. And then just,
Cheeto vomit nightmare.
Everywhere. Lil jumped in the back and put the Cheeto bag over her mouth and just,
no.
And Jane's screaming at who knows what.
And she's then constantly screaming.
Literally seconds after she got done puking, I was pulling on, what do you call it? Exit.
Yeah, we did like a little roundabout to get on exit.
And then there's a McDonald's and Ed goes, oh, McDonald's.
She said, I'm hungry.
Yeah. She probably was after losing everything.
So it'll be a while until I can eat Cheeto Puffs because that's pretty gross.
That's wild.
We had a long time left in our trip too. So it was like the car smelled like Cheeto puke.
Oh,
and,
that's the worst.
Yeah, because kids don't know how to throw up either. So she's like, bah, bah. Yeah.
A lot of times it's like their first time doing it.
I know.
Like remembering it.
Yeah.
Like, oh man, this is brutal.
And she like, understand something though, because she was like, can we still go on the trip? Like, yeah,
no, you have, we have to leave you here. I'm so sorry, this is what happens when parents lose their children. This is, we have to say goodbye,
we have to part with you.
Anyways, this her Uncle Pete's cabin that he just built, amazing.
Sick.
Super cool.
So
it's
cool.
On Airbnb and VRBO.
Yeah, so
Verbo,
we can link it somewhere, right? Maybe in the YouTube caption or something?
In the description, yeah.
Yeah.
The caption.
Get a load of this.
Right now. I'm like 78 years old. Let me talk about this cabin.
All right, go for it.
So he was building it like halfway through the project when Hurricane Helene?
Helene, I think.
Right. Came through, and it didn't ruin his project. He just kind of messed up a few different things or whatever. But then he resumed building it and opened it this summer for Airbnb. It is this beautiful little A-frame. So cute. And the materials he used are just like so cozy. And it's just stocked with my grandparents' furniture, which is so
cool.
It was like walking into a museum of my grandparents.
Yeah.
It just felt like a big homage to them. And we slept in my grandfather's bed, which was weird. I didn't have to ask him, is this the same mattress? But he's like, no. It was really cozy too. But just super duper cool. And he just like restored all of the pieces in such a amazing way. And just being able to experience it was so cool. And it's right on the river. So we were like Pocahontas the whole time.
Yeah.
That's the coolest thing.
Yeah. I saw the outside exterior photo. It looks so cool.
Yeah, dude. You just put your chair in the river with your feet.
Mm-hmm.
The best. Your coffee right here.
Boom.
Game over.
Where was that little waterfall place at? Is that nearby the house?
Yeah, it's like a 12-minute drive.
Dude, you guys, yeah.
Little Bradley Falls.
Yeah, we called it Baby Bradley. The Big Bradley? Somebody died the day before.
Yeah.
Fell off.
Yeah, or jumped off.
The mountain.
Either one.
Oh, really?
I heard your Pete say that he dived off the waterfall.
Oh, no.
Don't do that.
Apparently, it was pretty reckless, but like people do die.
Yeah.
But you guys go. Go book it.
That's the thing. And also,
we'll do a pod from there, right?
Yeah.
I posted about this, but I just think it's really important. So the hurricane obviously ravaged it a year ago. You would think that they would be, there's just a lot of work to be done.
Yeah.
And so my whole thing is, if you're going on a trip, make it meaningful. Spend your money in WNC and just bring back
Western North Carolina.
Yeah. Bring back this economy because it's such a treasured place. Like I think Floridians have some kind of like, we really like idolize Western North Carolina just because it's like so opposite what's over here. But it's a really special place and it's such an important part of our country. The Blue Ridge Mountains, the start of Appalachia. Spend your money there. Bring it back to life.
Yeah. We went to Chimney Rock too.
Mm-hmm.
Crazy.
Yeah. It's Lake Lure is empty. They drained
Lake Lure. Lake Lure is huge.
Yeah.
And it's like, they completely drained it, and there's over 300 dump trucks a day getting trash out of the lake and bringing it out. 300 a day.
Dude, everything's changing. Like, that's just, it's a new era.
You know what's really cool, though?
That's crazy.
About it. Well, I mean, like, it sucks, obviously, but it's empty. They're finding, like, all this crazy stuff at the bottom of it, right? They found, a Model T car.
Oh, wow.
At the bottom of Lake Lure.
There's got to be some bodies down there.
I was going to say, you imagine if you, like, chain something up as a criminal, now it's empty.
Dude, yeah, this seems literally like a horror novel, like how it comes back to haunt this guy 30 years later or something.
Yeah.
Man, that's wild.
Yeah, go book it. It's very cool.
Yeah, very really awesome. Cool. Very and cozy, then, very family friendly.
And then tag us in it.
Dude, oh, yeah.
Well, that's what we need to do with what Ryan Trahan's doing with Airbnbs. We need to film a pod in 50 Airbnbs.
I said that.
And then we just get Airbnb to just sponsor it for us.
Yeah.
Let's That'd be so fun.
That'd be so stinking cool. The first podcast to do a podcast in every state.
Yeah.
I wonder if that's been broken. I wonder if that's ever been happened.
That would be so fun. We need to get like a mobile, like a RV though or something.
Yeah. Except Kansas. We'll skip Kansas, right?
Yeah, literally.
Yeah.
Stop.
No, not Kansas.
I'm sorry. Joplin, Missouri.
Be nice.
I meant Hawaii.
Be
we'll
nice.
Skip Hawaii.
That makes
you're
sense.
Being on the wrong, you're on the wrong side of the revolution right now. I hope you know that.
I think Kansas, it was a joke. I think Kansas is beautiful.
Look in the camera. Don't apologize to me. Apologize to them.
Everyone in Kansas, your state is the best. No, it's the worst. It's Nebraska.
Uh-oh. Really, though?
It's so boring.
don't. They have guns. Relax. Yeah. And corn.
I drove through it twice, and it was just like, bleh.
Gosh.
So, I mean,
if you're from Nebraska, defend yourself.
Yeah, tell me what's fun there. I don't know.
College football, mostly, I think.
Hunting.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, the hunting's got to be getting wild up there. Don't get me started on chasing whitetail, dude.
Yeah.
I can talk about it all day.
Yeah, I know.
That's all I do.
Speaking of hurricanes, Andrew?
I'm up.
He found some more stuff regarding the floods in Texas.
Drum roll. It's freaking evil. Like, straight up evil. I want to preface this is my own research. I am doing mentally great. What are all the things you're supposed to say so that people don't come after you? And this is a comedy podcast, and this all is probably a joke.
It's all real. Andrew is struggling mentally.
It's in a rough spot.
No, is that what you're supposed to say? Yeah.
This all started. I was on Instagram and I saw a picture. They're just talking about lithium mining, and they found something called the Smackover Foundation or Formation. Sorry, in South
Smackover.
Smackover.
That's a pretty cool name.
I know, right?
Yeah. Love it.
But it's in Southwest Arkansas, and so there's this map, and they have a section of the grid blocked off where they did this testing, and they found enough lithium. Potentially, they're using AI and some other things based on samples to determine the probability of the amount of lithium. But in theory, there's enough lithium in this area to make the United States no longer an importer of lithium for all of our needs. But it said potentially global electric vehicle lithium need could be covered 9 times over by the amount of lithium in this deposit.
Dang.
So it's, I mean, immediately you publish an article saying something like that. Everyone involved in energy is like, you know, yeah, everyone's, well, yeah, that's exactly what they say.
Yeah.
Verbatim.
Hubba, hubba.
I have such a hard time getting on a serious train of thought, and then that happens. It's like being a youth pastor where the kid makes a fart joke and you're trying to be serious and you have no idea how to get back to the point.
Sorry.
Yeah.
So lithium.
So lithium. Thank you. I needed that. Lithium has been found. And then there's actually Chevron bought some rights to that area. Energy X is another company that started acquiring rights. But then I thought, when you look at how close Arkansas is to Texas, I was like, I wonder if it's connected, if some way there's a deposit, a strand of lithium. So I started doing more research. It turns out that the lithium is found in a brine. It's a saltwater solution in the aquifers. And wow. So the rivers in Texas flow from northwest down to southeast. But if you pull up a map of the aquifers, this is where the sampling is. That's in Arkansas, that okay. red section pulled out of the greater yellow section on this map. And then if you pull up the Texas aquifers, look where it flows.
Is it right through the red section?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. And so it turns out that this lithium deposit in a saltwater solution connects roughly from Arkansas down to where the flooding in Texas happened. And my whole thought is, if you were going to want to harvest lithium out of that area, you would need the lithium to rise. You need the aquifers to fill to do better testing. But then you wouldn't publish a study from that area, because as soon as you start excavating, it raises all the red flags.
Sure.
It gets really creepy when you start to look at how they bring that brine to the surface. So right now there's something called wastewater, and there's a debate that's been going on in Texas for years where they're saying, who has rights to the minerals in the water? Because historically, water is a surface level commodity.
Resource, yeah,
yeah, yeah. And so the landowner has the rights to that, but oil is different. Oil is a mineral right.
Right, which you don't own usually when you buy property.
Uh-huh. This is making this up.
Well.
January 21st, legislation passed that gave away the surface wastewater, gave the rights to the mineral deposits in it over to the oil companies.
Very good.
Went into effect July 1st.
Whoa.
They were seeding on July 2nd. The flood happened July 4th.
Whoa.
And so then the next question is, how quick does it take for an aquifer to fill up? You know, because it can be like centuries before rainwater makes it down. Well, it turns out Kerr County, the aquifers in that county are some of the shallowest, some of them at only 100 feet deep, and it can happen literally within days to years. So the flooding that happened is literally raising the brine with lithium straight up to the surface.
Dang. So
definitively.
The theory is that it was purposely flooded.
Yep.
And this is all part of the grand scheme of harvesting lithium, potentially.
Potentially. It's
because that was the case for North Carolina as well, right? Their lithium deposits.
Was it lithium or cobalt?
I think it was lithium. I think they were both being found in North Carolina. But yeah, so the problem with everywhere else is like, who has the rights to go in and grab the land and do stuff? Well, Texas doesn't actually need the rights to the land, because all the oil companies have the rights already to the minerals under the surface. They just needed that to come to a place where they could harvest it. And now that the legislation is passed, you ever see like an oil rig running and then just water starts gushing before the oil flows?
Yeah.
That's been considered wastewater, and they haven't been able to do anything with it. And it's typically salt water. But now each of those pumps that's pulling up salt water is now they can literally intentionally do that, because the water is now a resource, which means they don't need to find oil anymore. They already know the aquifer runs the whole way. Like, anyone who's doing a well in their house typically goes 600 feet deep. So all the oil companies need to do, who already have permission to be drilling in all these places, the target's no longer oil. It's lithium.
Dang.
And so they can literally deplete the aquifers. Just southeast of Austin, they're in a drought. I think it's Kyle is the name of the city. It's like a historic drought. They're pumping water in from other towns. So they've been seeding. They've been trying to do all of these things. But literally, it's completely shifted the entire energy sector or whatever.
Wow.
Like, even South Korea is investing in Energy X. And that's a whole other thing. I kind of stopped digging deeper. The guy who runs it is formerly an NFL like agent, like manager, who got let go because he was violating all this stuff, dealing with what do you call it, like a workers union. He was like violating all this stuff. So he got dropped as an agent and then went into the energy sector. Found another article where he was a quote of his. They compared him to Peter Thiel in a Peter Thiel quote. It's just like some weird, I'm not saying they're connected, but just like weird stuff that an NFL guy is now running this huge energy conglomerate that's getting money from a South Korean company called Elohim Partners.
Elohim.
I know. It's just weird. They claim to be Christian and God family, and like that's why they're doing what they're doing, but that's about
flooding rivers.
That's where I was in my research.
Act of God.
Hey, they was in the Bible.
That's crazy.
That's wild.
It makes you think, it's like, like, do you think people could be that demented and selfish to like cause harm to others in order for, and it's like, of course. I mean, like you just look out throughout history, even today, it's like.
Happens all the time.
But think about how easy it is to get away with too. Be like, well, let's make some clouds. Let's make it start raining. Let's talk about this storm coming. It all lines up. Well, there's a warning that goes out. Just make sure the warning goes out. They'll get out of there. They can rebuild. There's no chance.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the cognitive dissonance probably used by these people is like astronomical. And I also was considering how easy it might be for like these people that are harvesting the resources to pose as like maybe FEMA or something. Like there's going to be trucks everywhere going in there, like posing as maybe relief.
Yeah.
Or support maybe.
I mean, I don't even think, because it's not, they don't have to land grab. They already have the infrastructure in place in Texas because they've been harvesting oil. So that's literally the tap. The water, they haven't been allowed to use as a resource, but now they can.
That's crazy that that was passed.
Yep. First, I think it was 40 years, like the first time a change was made to it. The first time in 40 years.
That's insane.
We can chalk it up to like a strange coincidence, but how many times are we going to
say that?
Exactly.
Yep.
Yeah, it's scary.
And you know what like is even bigger about this whole thing? It's just how much climate change has been chugged down the whole media thing. And now it's kind of just like a cover for everybody. They're like, oh, all these big storms are happening because of climate change, but maybe it's manufactured.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you can't say that like we're just doing, we're doing it all. The government's doing it. It's not just like us not recycling. It's like, let's stop what they're doing. They're literally trying to change things.
Yeah, they're spraying stuff in the clouds.
Yeah, it's like that. We have no control over that. That's what's doing the real damage.
Which, by the way, aren't we supposed to not be cloud seeding in the state of Florida? But like, what's all this crap I see in our ozone layer?
Yeah.
Hey.
Apparently that passed, but I've seen quite a bit since that's passed.
Well, no, Josh, it's their jet stream.
It's the jet stream. They just changed the name of it.
Airplanes just always do that.
Okay, we just won't cloud seed no more.
We won't do it anymore.
That's crazy, Andrew.
That is crazy.
Yeah, it's I'm skipping a bunch of stuff just because I wasn't super at like as read up as I wanted to be. But if you look into it, started out in Smackover, the Smackover formation in Arkansas, and then it's connected via aquifer to Kirk County, Texas, where the floods happen.
These aquifers are so precious too.
Yeah. Oh, the aquifer runs directly under the Rainmaker map where he's permitted to be flooding. Yeah.
Of course it does.
I'm sure it's just coincidence.
I mean, the connection even with Peter Thiel with Rainmaker and then now with the lithium deposits where he has like the fastest growing AI, cybersecurity, whatever they do.
Right.
What is it called? Palantir. So it's like this dude, he invests in all these major startups. So it's like,
and then we got Stargate also happening in Texas as well.
Mm-hmm.
Wonder if there's any connection
and
there.
And Tesla moved to Texas.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Everything's bigger in Texas.
That's what I'm talking about, baby. That's just the American dream.
Go big or go home.
Even the lithium deposits, apparently.
Yeah, sure.
Speaking of lithium deposits, did you guys see the video of they did the practice sacrifice for the red heifer in Israel?
Oh, my gosh.
I did hear about that. Yeah, so what's up with that?
Yeah, so it was one of the red heifers. So July 2025, Temple Institute and Israel organized a mock burning of a disqualified red heifer in Samaria, not the Mount of Olives, as a rehearsal for the potential future public ceremony. So they're
getting ready.
Yeah, they're practicing.
Mm-hmm. That'll be scary.
Isn't it wild?
I mean, they're going to do it in front of everyone, right? So it'll be a big thing.
It's either they will either live stream it, which they said that they were going to do that.
Wow.
But now they're talking about doing it in secret.
Yeah, wouldn't you do it in secret? That's like a declaration of war. Not that they're not already at war.
Yeah.
But that's humongous.
Yeah. Crazy. I mean, the video is wild.
Yeah, it was really intense.
Yeah.
I mean, you just don't expect to see something. Like, we've been talking about it forever. So it's like.
That's what I've been wondering about.
I thought it was a statue at first that they were burning,
yeah.
But it was a disqualified red heifer.
They don't burn it alive, right? They kill it first.
Yeah.
Okay. So, yeah, that's something I've been wondering is, like, if the temple gets reestablished and then the Jewish faith starts doing sacrifices again, animal sacrifices again, what's PETA going to do?
Ooh, they're going to start getting real creative. Have you seen one of their tactics they have for going into certain smaller cities that have, like, people, restaurants that just serve animal meat?
What?
They go around and they have speakers of animals in pain.
Ooh.
And they just blast those in the city as they do loops around these restaurants and stuff. Which is, I mean, I guess if it's legal, it's legal, but it's just crazy. I mean, that would be such a bad, like, that would make you feel terrible. But you're just sitting outside enjoying a burger with your kids and just a day. So, how was school, honey? Excellent. Oh, that's great.
What's that burger?
Want some bacon with that burger?
Right. Yeah. Their tactics are whack.
It's wild. But have you seen, like, there's just, like, conspiracies with that even, where it's, like, you know, you have, like, the art protesters and stuff and, like, environmentalists.
Yeah.
That protest, the conspiracy is that they're actually paid by the companies to want to do those things, to tear down the forest and all that stuff. It just simply even give them a bad name.
Yeah.
And so I wonder if people do that for PETA too.
Oh my sometimes. Gosh. Everything's a conspiracy.
I know. We just got to accept it at this point.
That's what Sam says. Uncle Sam.
Uncle Sam.
Like, yeah, everything's a conspiracy.
And he's never told a lie. So.
Yeah.
Dude, everything's a conspiracy and everything's a cover up.
Yeah,
I'm trying to find the Rainmaker document because I wanted to overlay his areas with the map of where the aquifers are. And I'm typed in Texas cloud seeding permit, Rainmaker, like everything I'm searching. And it's just why it's been proven wrong. But there's just as many. There would be more people talking about if it's truly just searching the internet. There'd be more of us talking about the conspiracy. And so they're controlling for sure.
Of course.
Like, it's all fake. Like, so if you're listening to the podcast from last week and trying to find the documents, I too am struggling and found it, actually. It's so dumb where we get our information.
No, but, like, we're literally living communist America.
Hey.
No, man.
Don't talk about my Lady Liberty like that.
Don't you ever. Take that back. The land of the free, baby.
Hey, if you don't like it, leave, lady.
Land of the sometimes free.
Land of the... semi free speech.
Speaking of animal suffering,
don't.
Well, did you hear about you were telling me about Yellowstone?
Yeah, I don't know how much of it is legit though. Now,
I did see
a ton of AI stuff now, but
oh really?
Yeah, but I mean,
I saw that tour guide. She's driving. There's a geyser going off, and she's been a tour guide for years, and she's like, "Oh, I've never seen that."
Oh no.
Yeah, it's just bubbling all sporadic and everything. And she's like, oh, this is new.
Something new every day. And it's like, it's about to blow.
Dude.
Yeah,
wouldn't you want to be in Yellowstone, though? You get the first impact.
Yeah.
Because the whole world ends, right? Or is it just our nation?
No.
Oh, okay.
It would.
Wyoming for sure.
They said.
let's just get that out of the way. Wyoming, we love you, but you're gone.
No, I think they said the ash cloud, it would cause one of those super cooling down of. It would be. They said the winter would be like.
It'd be like the worst year in history that what we learned about. That's basically what it is. Blocked out the sun.
Where it's like dark.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
For like a whole year, probably.
Cool.
Like a 10-year winter,
I think.
Yeah. But they said that, or you said that there's like animals running.
Yeah, there was videos of like just herds of buffalo just like running. And like you don't usually see that. But they're like animals were trying to leave. That's what they were saying. So it's just. A lot of birds going crazy, and I was like, if the world's gonna end, I would pay attention to the animals first.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, I think they know something.
I'm sure that we used to have some kind of like gland in our brain that was in tune with the Earth's magnetic fields and like an understanding of our environment, but we've lost that since these guys.
Yeah, I used to have the heart of a platypus.
Yeah, Yeah, speaking of platypus, I have a story about an elephant and MK Ultra right after this ad, so don't go anywhere.
Hey, kids.
Hey.
Guess what time it is?
What time?
Well, you hear that bell ringing?
Yep.
That means school's back in session.
School's back in session. Yes, it is. Summer is over. It's time to start studying. Yeah.
So much fun. Did you hear the no? What? What? What were you saying?
Where do I get shirts, though?
Oh, you want a shirt, bud?
Yeah, for my school.
Oh, cool. Well, go to SundayCool.com. You get all the coolest and raddest shirts around. It'll make sure that you're the number one kid in all school and make you really popular.
Yeah. I just got a shirt. Oh, from Sunday.
Oh, man.
That was good. That was good. Now everyone's going to go to SundayCool.com and order shirts.
Custom shirts.
Custom shirt.
Look how flexible I am.
You are very flexible.
See that, honey? Baby, you see this? Check this out.
Hey, babe.
Check this out.
I'm just waiting for you to cramp.
Check that out.
Put your legs behind your head.
I can do that.
You bet you get stuck.
You'd be oh my gosh.
You'd be so scared. This is really difficult.
You know I didn't mean that.
Then stop saying it.
I didn't mean it.
What did he say to you?
He said, hey, chin's up, buddy.
He was acting sad. I meant chin up, pal.
Wow.
Hey, that's not nice.
Andy, you look so tired. Are you tired? What? It's your eyes. They just don't have this sparkle in them.
I lost that sparkle a long time ago.
Tell me about your wisdom tooth.
Oh, yeah, it's fun. I got a shard of tooth now piercing through my gums. Just leftover tooth.
Are you sure?
Yeah, either that or it's a bone.
I was going to say Dorito. Give me a Dorito in there.
A what Dorito? What are you saying right now?
You could have got a piece of Dorito in the hole.
That is, first of all, that's not how things work. It's coming through my gum, and it's white, and now it's literally pierced through the gum, and now I can feel it and see it and touch it.
Ouch.
It's bone or piece of tooth.
Wait, you can see it?
Yeah, it's right back here.
Ouch.
I'll get it.
Yeah, it might be a Dorito, so actually, you know, not a big deal, guys.
Hey, but keep that to yourself, because I'm trying to get Josh to get his teeth out, and now he's not going to.
Well, I mean, it's not a big deal. It's just what your body does whenever there's a piece of something that doesn't belong. It pushes it out.
My tooth feels great now.
Wait for another 3 months. You're going to have a whole week and a half of misery.
It is literally the biggest relief of my life, because I've been dealing with it since 2015. So
I feel like it's connected.
It's crazy.
Yeah, that's nuts. I think I got mine out in 2015.
I'm not getting mine out.
I'll knock them out for you.
Yeah, somebody needs to.
We could do like a...
I feel like it's attached to something.
No, it's... What are you talking about?
What do you know?
It's attached to your jaw.
No, it's connected somehow. Everything's connected in your body.
It is a nerve.
Guess how many teeth I've had pulled in my lifetime.
Apparently, I've lost my sparkle because of it.
Yeah.
No, you're just tired.
What?
Guess how many grown-up teeth I've had pulled in my life.
How many?
No guess.
8.
More.
What?
More.
12.
11.
11 adult teeth?
Pulled out of my mouth. Could you imagine what it would look like if I had all of them? Crazy.
That is
crazy. I'm trying to understand.
So extra teeth that grew?
What are you talking about?
Four wisdom teeth
and then 7 grown-up teeth.
How do you still have teeth that we can see?
I apparently just had a ton of teeth to go around.
That's not normal. You have 32 teeth. As an adult human person, 32, and you're telling me you've lost 12 of them.
All I know is my dentist used to say, you got to go get these teeth pulled. And I would go to the dentist. I would get 4 teeth pulled probably once a year.
And they were adult teeth for sure.
And they were grown up teeth.
How many of those were Doritos?
I lost all my baby teeth really early too. How many of those were Doritos? Anyway.
Just a 4-year-old with her current teeth. Wow.
Whoa, that's a lot.
I'll never forget that it was on my 12th birthday. I had to go get 4 teeth pulled, like kind of in the front where you could see it. And then my mom was like, let's go to the science center. Literally had to go to the science center right after
science
that.
Center.
Like that.
Science center. I love the science center.
Oh. She just pulls back the corner of her mouth and it's just all
empty. Empty in there.
What was that? Did you hear that?
No.
Oh, I thought I heard.
Question corner, question corner, question corner. Lily with a bunch of fresh on her mind.
You guys are going to hate this question, but I stop it. I saw it and I went, that's a crazy question. Okay.
Okay.
Sock, sock, shoe, shoe. Or sock, shoe, sock, shoe.
I change it up, honestly.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's so crazy.
Sometimes I do shoe then sock.
I thought you were showing off your Duolingo, like your Chinese.
Sock, sock.
Like,
there's this ancient saying, sock, sock, shoe, shoe. Sock, shoe, sock, shoe.
Does that sound like it?
I think typically I do sock, shoe, sock, shoe.
What? I didn't think there was a person in the world that did that.
Looking at him.
That's weird.
That's really weird.
Take me through that. Take me through that.
That's really weird.
Like, where do you put on your socks and shoes?
Well, I'm super not flexible.
Yeah.
So, like, to get in a position,
we knew that.
To, like, all right.
So, you, like, sit down on the bed or what?
No, I do it.
You're standing up?
Standing up.
Okay.
That's weird, too.
All right. It's a little weird. I do my socks standing up. I do my shoes running. Sitting down. Running?
Yeah.
You tie your shoes running?
Yeah.
It's the fastest way to get them done. That's for sure. Yeah. Probably get them tight, too.
Yeah.
Tight, too.
Sock, sock, shoe.
If you spell out socks really fast, it sounds like you're speaking Spanish. S-O-C-K-S?
Especially if you do an accent.
S-O-C-K-S?
S-O-C-K-S?
S-O-C-K-S.
It doesn't sound like it.
No, the Asian accent.
Yeah.
S-O-C-K-S.
Yeah, close enough.
No, with a German.
What does that translate to?
S-O-C-K-S!
I have to poop.
Oh, okay. Cool.
Right now? Oh. Go.
That's what it means.
Oh.
No, go ahead. You're fine.
All right, back on track. Andrew, here's what that beat.
Yo, S-O-K-E-S.
Ah, Angel got a reel.
And it's gonna show us.
Hi.
Right now. Angel has a reel.
Angel.
And it's gonna show reel. Us.
Show
right
us.
Now. Right now.
It's on the way.
The dog's still going.
That's actually crazy.
It's the longest con.
And it didn't trigger when I punched it. It, like, delayed, so it was, like, out of
I'm
rhythm.
Triggered.
Shout out.
Triggered the gong.
Shout out to MXPX. This is what I imagine fans of their music are doing these days.
MXPX. Never heard of her.
All right, ready?
It's fast. Volume up.
3, 2, 1.
Oh!
Oh!
Oh,
my gosh. What was that? Oh, the
he's in a car wash. He thought it'd be a good idea. He thought it'd be funny to get, like, bristled. And so his expectation is, you know, just the car wash bristles are going to get him.
Dude, that had to knock his teeth out.
What? I don't. It looks hard what he's gotten to get hit by.
I know. Well, there's a metal rod in the middle of that thing.
Is that the looks like the cover for the back of the truck?
No.
Hard. It has a strap and everything.
It looks hard what hit him.
It does.
Look, I know.
That's
the dryer. That might be the dryer after the bristle part.
That's weird.
Holy.
Because there's a strap there right there. What is your deal? What is it? What are you talking about? I'm trying to get to the bottom of this. That ain't no regular just like car wash thing, dude. Smacked him.
You are so silly today.
We talked about the whole lithium thing and Andrew's like... But when it comes to car wash, he's like, "How? What is this?
This I can understand. This I can understand. This I want to get to the bottom of.
This doesn't make sense, guys. Why is it hard? It's a strap.
You don't know what it is. Don't act like you do.
Oh my gosh.
Oh,
sorry. Gosh. I want to Sherlock Holmes this thing.
You really don't know who MXPX is?
No.
Dang.
I don't either.
What?
I don't think so.
The punk rock band out of the like late 90s into early 2000s. They're Christian punk.
I don't know.
Sold their soul at some point in
Now he had Chip and Joanna Gaines do his house up. Episode of Fixer Upper.
Wow.
It was a really weird cameo for me as an MXPX fan.
MXPX.
All right, back at 7 p.m. on Fox. TNT.
Speaking of selling your soul, though.
I'm here for it.
Oh, boy.
Let's get right back into the MK Ultra.
That story last week was terrifying.
Wasn't it? It
still shook me a little bit.
Yeah, Wi-Fi's, I think they talked a little bit about it on their latest video.
We don't need to shout them out.
No, well, we said it first before AJ. Ooh. We said it first. AJ, we said it first.
Yes, they did.
You guys are just copying everything you see.
No.
No.
A lot of times we are. We just explain it differently.
Yeah.
Better.
Some would say.
You always give them credit, too.
You ever heard of Jolly Wes?
Jolly Wes. Nope.
Guess you told me
Jolly
about
Jolly Wanchers.
Dumb. That's dumb.
It's dumb. Why are you laughing?
Is he the guy that they were talking
about?
It's
so hard. Why is it so hard? What? The car wash thing. I don't know. Jolly Wes.
Did he say Jolly Wanchers?
Yeah, he did. It's funny the way he said it. Everyone, shut up. Let me tell this story. Quiet! Zip it!
Okay.
Jolly Wanches. Jolly West. Now I can only hear Jolly Wanches. Dang it. Anyways, my brother came to me. He's like, because there's that Joe Rogan episode with Danny Jones, which is a really fun episode to listen to.
Some parts. Other parts are like rank heresy.
Oh, yeah.
Terrible.
Yeah, that's true. Well, he's just saying a theory one guy had, which is completely insane.
A theory that he's interested in?
Yeah. He's just on a journey, Lil.
Okay.
He'll find his way.
I'll give, yeah.
But they mentioned this guy, Jolly West, and they're like, Danny's like, did you see that how Jolly West was on the set of 2001 Space Oddity?
Odyssey, yeah.
And Joe's like, no way. And they showed the picture. Jolly West worked for the CIA under MK Ultra, and he was recruited by the CIA and led Subproject 43, a psychophysiological studies of hypnosis and suggestibility, combining hypnosis, drugs, and dissociative techniques to study memory alteration and control. Also involved in MKUltra LSD research, including the infamous Tusco the Elephant experiment.
What's that?
So I'll get to that.
Good question.
Great question. But Taylor's like, yeah. He's like, I looked into this guy, and he's like, he's everywhere. He was everywhere. Like, he's involved in like so much stuff that you wouldn't think he'd be involved in. But this dude apparently loved LSD, but also loved studying the human psyche, like pretty dark stuff. Mm. But he would test it on people, unbeknownst to them, test LSD on them. Like, would just find random people and test LSD on them.
What a cool dude!
But, fun guy. Tusco, the elephant. So in 1962, Jolly West injected a 7,000-pound elephant named Tusco with 297 milligrams of LSD at the Oklahoma City Zoo.
Because he was bored? Just to see what would happen?
So apparently there's something like these elephants, like the way that their brain works and like they do something, they like excrete something from like their glands like when something's ignited. So he's like, I want to see what it does with 297 milligrams of LSD.
Yeah.
Killed the elephant.
Oh, I didn't think you could overdose on LSD.
Apparently you can.
You only if you're an elephant.
Taylor said that, which I didn't see this, but apparently
elephant.
The elephant was going crazy. So they tried to give it like tranquilizers and it ended up just like the combination just killed the elephant.
That'll do it.
But I mean, he was just involved in super like the connections. So Jack Ruby and the JFK connection. Wes examined Jack Ruby, the man who killed Lee Harvey Oswald in the JFK assassination, had a one-on-one meeting with Jack Ruby. And basically, he said that Jack Ruby had a psychotic break and was mentally incompetent. And but the theory is that they had Jack Ruby under MK Ultra
And then they used him to get rid of Lee Harvey Oswald. And so Jolly, he's the one that was basically heading up or a huge integral part of MK Ultra. So he's like, oh, yeah, I'll examine Jack Ruby.
Yeah.
But it's like he's examining him, but he's just like, controlling
you're
the narrative.
You're the perfect person for this job. Yeah.
And he also worked in the Hyatt Ashbury Free Clinic. So apparently it was a clinic where basically troubled people or insane people would go, like a mental clinic.
Yeah.
And Jolly was like always at this place in California. And not only did Jolly study LSD and all that stuff, but he also was super heavy into studying like the occult and different types of cults and just like the how that all works like psychologically and stuff.
Yeah, like groupthink and stuff.
But he was working in this clinic. They're also drugging people with LSD in this clinic without them knowing.
Yeah.
And guess who went through this clinic?
Lee Harvey Oswald.
No, Charles Manson.
Yep.
Dang.
Yeah.
So that's the connection with the Mansons and MK Ultra, right?
Yeah, so the theory is that Jolly basically recruited Charles Manson in MK Ultra and was testing him.
Yeah.
And that's what led to
murder,
starting this cult, because he was super into LSD. And like, you saw interviews with Charles Manson. Like, he was like not there.
Yeah.
Like, he's crazy.
Yeah.
But yeah, Jolly West was involved. Like, in these different people with major events, he was there. Just like boom, 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 you know?
That's interesting.
Yeah. Very freaky.
Super scary. Because that's the same thing that happened with Whitey Bulger. The that Boston crime boss guy. He was like the crime just mass. He did, Johnny Depp did a movie with him as him.
Okay.
It's called Black Mass. Mm. And it is literally just about how he went to prison. Apparently was a part of the MK Ultra testing they did at the prison. And then they released him back in Boston. And then somehow him and the FBI had a partnership where he, under being a informant for the FBI, was murdering people, running drugs, all this stuff, getting information, and then ran away. And then they, you know, they busted him, took him to prison. But it's like, they're doing this. They're creating these problems. And then they're benefiting off of it somehow.
Yeah.
It's like, these weren't just like rogue guys that just went crazy. They were basically given the gun and the bullets and everything. And they're like, hey, you just got to pull the trigger now. Where in this case, they're basically pulling the trigger too.
Yeah.
So it's crazy.
Jolly, also a huge thing of the MK Ultra of him like figuring out how to break someone's mind.
Yeah.
Was to put them through sleep deprivation mixed with LSD to where you completely
lose all
reality.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so you're easily, they said you could actually hypnotize and manipulate someone so they can do something.
Just past their breaking point.
Yeah.
Gosh, man, that's truly terrifying.
Yeah, but the fact that breaking he was on the set of 2001 Space Odyssey,
yeah,
super weird.
That's weird.
And just like, it's just, I don't know, man. It's like,
what are they doing now in movies and media?
Yeah.
It's like, we sound like old boomers when we think that, but it's like, really, what is there? We just don't understand the psychology of it all. We really don't get it.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll say the Charles Manson thing, that's not proven, but again, another weird coincidence that they're practicing with MKUltra people.
I think it's pretty wildly known, though, that it's like, that was definitely happening. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it was the same times, the same demographics. Man, what a wild time that was, though.
Yeah.
So crazy, dude.
I guess listening to that episode with Joe Rogan and that Danny Jones guy. Like
he's from Tampa.
Like Davy Jones. Danny Jones. I guess like my thing where it's just like Joe is just missing it is we're so aware of this like tangible evil force in this world. These like horrible things you can't even imagine that people in power are committing, people are capable of committing, period. And so like how are you missing the component that, you know, there's a force of good and evil.
Yeah.
And that good, there's just principalities and there's physical things that are affecting people and making them do stuff like this, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, what does he think? He thinks like we just like evolved to be so self-serving that we would do. I just don't know. I don't get it.
I just think possession and stuff like that has to exist in some of those places. I have a story in mind that I don't know how to tell for our audience,
Did you guys watch any of the Tebow on Sean Ryan?
Who?
No.
Tim Tebow.
Oh, no.
Oh, all right. That's
I saw clips of it. I heard it was really heavy.
You're going to have to connect some dots on how I say this, but you know the work that Tim Tebow's in.
Yeah, yeah.
Involving Epstein type stuff.
Trafficking and.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They found cases where while things were transpiring, scripture was read to associate scripture with
the
act.
Oh, my gosh.
That was like a constant process in one of the places that they went. They were because church was an option to get out. It was a safe place. So they wanted it to be associated with everything they knew the person was hating.
Oh, my gosh. That's awful.
That's horrific.
And you can't tell me that we just evolved to that. And I'm not saying that was the suggestion, but there's like that's some evil.
That's a very blatant thing to put into something that evil.
Yeah.
I mean, even Satan quoted scripture to Christ.
Yeah.
Not correctly, but
no,
but yeah, they're using it. They want to, I mean, defame, dishonor with intent.
Crazy,
yeah,
that is horrible.
I saw this comment on YouTube, not about my chin, but about what we were talking about.
Mm-hmm. You had a dig, huh?
Yeah, I had to dig.
Scroll.
1,000 comments later. We talked a lot about the Orthodox monk,
yeah,
and the UFOs and all that stuff.
Yeah, that one was crazy.
And one person said, "Oh, you should look into Collins Elite." I'm like, "All right, I'll look into it." So,
Collins Elite. Okay,
it's a theory that some people think is this one author, Nick Redfern, thinks is real. Collins Elite refers to a rumored secret faction within the U.S. government, allegedly made up of high-ranking Pentagon and intelligence officials who believe the UFO, now UAP phenomenon, isn't alien in origin, but actually demonic and occult in nature. So apparently this Collins Elite is a faction within the U.S. government that fully believe and understand that it's not aliens, that it is a demonic deception.
Yeah. Angels, demons, whatever, something super like physically spiritual.
Yeah. And I mean, obviously there's no like true proof on this.
Sure.
Like even the guy, so he's an investigative UFO author, Nick Redfern, detailed the group in his 2010 book, The Final Events in the Secret Government Group on Demonic UFOs and the Afterlife. But apparently he interviewed high-ranking people that are like, yeah, there is a faction of, and this is why a lot of stuff.
So it's being hinted at.
Well, this is why a lot of stuff is being not disclosed, is because it's too big of a paradigm for the U.S. or world people to accept.
It's just not just a headline. Like that you just drop and be like, oh, okay, we get it. We're caught up.
Yeah, but he said one of his sources was Ray Boche. He's a physicist and former Nebraska MUFON state director. MUFON is the Mutual UFO Network.
Shout out Nebraska.
It's where a lot of like UFO researchers go through MUFON. But around 1991, Boche was allegedly contacted by two Department of Defense insiders. They told him that certain factions in the government, later referred to by Redfern as the Collins Elite, believed that non-human entities contacted through government programs were not aliens but demonic.
Wow.
These entities had allegedly deceived military and intelligence personnel during black budget operations.
So they're deceiving our government.
That's what
they're
this guy is claiming.
With us. What does that mean?
But we talked about Operation Often, right?
Yeah.
Where they fully were invested in studying the paranormal, demonic possession. And this guy's like, yeah, they were doing that, but they ended up getting deceived. And that's where the state we're in right now is that we're basically being controlled by the nation. The government is being controlled by this entity.
They're just
stuff.
Steps ahead.
Yeah.
Wow.
Democracy doesn't matter when it comes to things like rank in the military or government ops. Like if you're outranked and you watch someone literally like at some sort of demonic manifestation, it doesn't matter the fact that you're seeing it. All the subordinates don't vote on the decision that comes out of the room. It's the higher up. So if the higher up's possessed because of some program, that's it.
Yeah.
So the technology is now where we're just able maybe to realize what they're doing, be able to reverse engineer and like, oh, wow, this was just a prop that they dropped in front of us.
Yeah.
I mean, these bodies that we made in the lab, they're like, they thought that was the aliens. Like they have no idea. Mm-hmm. So just literally just drop it. That's crazy.
Yeah. And so they reportedly believe that UAPs are deceptive demonic entities, mm-hmm. Possibly fallen angels or supernatural forces intent on misleading humanity. Their agenda may include preventing, quote, full disclosure of UAP activity motivated by their religious convictions. Some suggest they might favor a theocratic style of governance to combat the perceived, quote, demonic invasion. And so the theocratic would be basically having, instead of like a democracy, it's run by a religion. So kind of like the Vatican. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like run by the Catholic Church. Their goal would be to combat what's already happened with our laws being placed through the Bible or scripture, which that can get obviously super messy when politics and religion come together,
and,
you know,
and demonic possession.
Yeah,
no, literally.
But I mean, I just thought that was crazy because it's like this guy wrote about it in 2010. His book came out, interviewed all these people. But this guy, this monk from the 1960s, was writing about this same exact stuff. And it's like, I don't know, it just, to me, it kind of gave a little more validity of like what UFOs and UAPs could actually be.
Yeah.
Because it would make sense if they just don't, you know, the reason why they may be flip-flopping on their answers or were just not holding, giving answers back in the day is because they truly didn't know.
Yeah.
Because they were trying to figure out before, you know, I don't know.
And you think about Jimmy Carter, right? When he finally got the disclosure, he put his face in his hands and started crying. So it's like, if could he have seen that actually our government is completely deceived and controlled by this demonic evil entity?
And if that is true, isn't it cosmically both sad and like hilarious that there's such a faction of Christians in America that are like, our nation is so holy?
Oh, yeah.
You know, that kind of like Christian Republican whatever. It's just like so bizarro. Weird.
Yeah. I don't know. I thought it was spooky.
Yeah. I mean, it's just more confirmation.
Yeah.
That, I mean, it's, people are looking into it and we just bury our heads in the sand and we just act like it's not worth the conversation. But it's like, this is actually happening. And life is so much bigger than just what we have to offer.
Mm-hmm.
And like, there's a bigger thing at play. And I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, you can just kind of just start connecting all the dots of like different alien abductions, and Blurry Creatures talks about a lot of how it very much is the same thing that you'd find in like the satanic ritual abuse.
Yeah.
Like these people that grow up that are in these satanic ritual abuse ceremonies and stuff, they mirror exactly what alien abductions look like the same exact type of stuff. And then you hear about accounts of people saying the name of Jesus and then everything stops instantly, mm-hmm. you know? And it's like, this, it's adding up more and more that this could be, in fact, some sort of entity.
Yeah.
Demonic entity.
And it's a power that could be controlled, especially in the human's mind. People with power, people that could have power over nations. It's like if they could harness that power somehow, that control over people,
mm-hmm.
golly, that'd be great for them, wouldn't it?
I mean, think of Satan with Jesus. He said, if you bow down to me and worship me, I'll give you all the kingdoms.
Yeah. Oh, so real. I have goosebumps.
You know?
No, literally.
And it's like, why can't that apply to the country of the United States of America?
It literally talks about selling your soul.
Yeah. If you want to be the number one country in the world, if you want to be the powerhouse, worship me.
Yeah.
And we'll show you all this stuff. I'll show you how to use it and control it.
Yeah. You'll live longer. I promise you all these things.
Great tan.
Yeah.
Just kidding.
Yeah. Uh-oh.
You're telling me? I'm not saying that happened at all, people.
yeah, relax.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just, don't be deceived, people. Don't do it.
Don't do it every day. Practice what Jesus did, and you'll be all fine. You'll be all right.
You'll be a fat?
You'll be fine. I meant you're fine. You're all right.
You'll be a fine.
You'll be a fatty.
You'll be a little fine fatty.
Okay,
and you'll
this.
Happy.
Watch this.
Is that full stuff? Because I got a computer.
Ice. Yeah, move your computer.
Oh, nice.
That's what I'm talking about.
I literally can't see at all. So I just look at you. I'm like, is that a reaction that she made it or?
Do you guys know the story about Rumpelstiltskin? Rumpelstiltskin?
I haven't heard his story in a long time. I can't remember what he did.
Okay, well,
it's a trickster,
spooky,
though.
Spooky stuff.
It's a really weird story.
Yeah.
So basically, what I'm about to talk about, how the story of Rumpelstiltskin is not just a story written by the Grimm's brothers, you know?
Yeah.
Okay.
But it's actually a very ancient story that's been told through different cultures.
Scary.
From different cultures? All over?
All over.
Okay.
Yeah, they did testing on it to find out that it has like an origin.
Interesting.
Let me just tell the story real quick. Yeah. Rumpelstiltskin, he is this little magical dude.
Sure.
But there's this farmer who basically, I'm going to butcher the story probably, but there's this farmer who promises the king that his daughter can weave spin hay or straw into gold.
Mm-hmm.
And so the king basically takes the daughter and the daughter's like, I can't do that. And the king's like, you have till whatever time to do it or else I'm going to kill you.
Oh my gosh.
Her father put her in quite the pickle.
Yeah.
He's like, I didn't mean it. I was kidding.
And she was desperate. And then in comes this little magical man. Mm-hmm. And says, I can do this, but basically, you belong to me, all this stuff. And so he does it, pleases the king, goes on and on, and then the girl is finally granted freedom. He said, if you ever have a child, your child belongs to me. Mm-hmm. And she ended up getting free and stuff later on. Has a child, in comes this little man. And,
Mr. Rumpel.
Yep, says, your child belongs to me. And she's like, I can't give you my child. I'll do anything. He's like, nope. I can give you anything because she's now a rich woman. I can give you anything in this world. And he says, nothing is more valuable than a human life. Oh. And he said, I'll tell you what. You can keep your child if you can guess my name. I'll give you 3 days to guess my name. And she basically brought in the whole kingdom and they're trying to figure out his name. Nothing was working. And then one of her servants followed the little man home and he was dancing around fire, basically singing, I am Rumpelstiltskin, blah, blah, blah. I value whatever.
Yeah.
Says, then he comes in and says, your name is Rumpelstiltskin. He's furious. And that's basically the end of the story.
That's a very scary story.
Yeah. But they're saying that this story is actually at least 4,000 years old, told through different cultures.
Really?
Yeah. So the ancient origins revealed, basically Rumpelstiltskin doesn't just originate in Grimm's fairy tales, but traces back around 4,000 years through Indo-European storytelling traditions. Comparative analysis using phylogenetic analysis, researchers compared versions of the story across languages, including German, Sanskrit, and Celtic.
Wow.
To trace common narrative threads and reconstruct an ancient shared heritage. The core tale elements include a mysterious trickster who assists in magical spinning, turning straw into gold, a high personal cost, typically the child of the protagonist, in a secret name that is, if discovered, breaks the magical hold.
Weird, because that's the way skinwalkers, you know, are destroyed as well.
Is that the connection you're going to make?
Well, yeah, just like how it's like saying the name out loud, and it's like then they kind of like lose their powers.
Yeah.
I'm having like the strangest goosebumps. I'm so scared.
But then it also goes back to the value of like you're promised the world or you promised power or riches in exchange for typically a child's life.
Mm-hmm.
Of that story just being connected through multiple cultures.
That's
you know?
Scary me. Stuff like that, the consistency between different cultures is always the most terrifying thing because that's so telling.
Yeah.
How you can't fake that.
Yeah.
You can't send an email back then and say, hey, by the way, we're all talking about this story.
This is what's
you gotta tell your kids about this.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like That stuff doesn't make sense to me.
Yeah.
And so there's something dark and spiritual with that for sure.
Like, yeah.
Oh, I hate that. It makes it so much darker.
I know.
As a kid, I'm like, that's such a silly story because the name is so silly.
Yeah, Rumpelstiltskin.
Rumpelstiltskin.
Yeah, but he's a demon.
For real.
For real. Gracious.
And none of the stories ever give the reason he wanted the child.
No, yeah. It never says why he wanted the child.
That's the
freaky
part.
He just says the child's life is worth more than anything on this earth.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to go political
again.
Because
God's perspective. Yeah. That's his child. Yeah. There's nothing more valuable than his child.
Nothing Anyone hurts a father like affecting the children.
Yeah. Yeah. Spooky. But they have so many stories like Jack and the Beanstalk, like this one YouTube channel. What is it? What are they called? I should actually. The Resurrectionist.
That's the name of the what?
The YouTube channel.
Okay.
Cool. Yeah.
Even think about modern politics.
Dude.
You can have your life. Just mm-hmm. give me your kid.
It's crazy. Dude, I mean, it all connects.
That needs to be a movie, dude.
Rumpelstiltskin?
Like that needs to be like a... I'm sure there's...
It's in Shrek.
One. I know. Yeah,
that's all I'm thinking about right now is the animated Rumpelstiltskin. Yeah.
Dude, that... You want to talk about, you know, they're not making new movies. They're always resurrecting, like, old stories. Yeah. If they did, like, you know, the actual... Not in a cheesy way, but, like, in a almost, like, old world sort of... kind of horror way, some of the old fairy tales, that would actually be a series that would kill.
Oh, yeah. For real. I love what the guy that did Nosferatu is doing, because he's doing like the Wolfman 2 and all that stuff.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Like,
I am Nosferatu.
Those old scary.
That's a scary movie.
Speaking of movies, we're going to go see Superman at 4 o'clock today.
Yep. Superman.
Dude, cannot wait. You're going to love it.
Me and Andy and Andrew.
I'm fired up.
Yes, 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 yes. It's going to be so stinking.
We had dinner with my parents.
What time? 6? You said 6. It's less than 2 hours.
Yeah, we're good.
You're not doing that.
Wait, what?
You said we were good.
Go on Friday.
We can't.
This is lame, dude.
Are you trying to get a rise out of me or something? I don't care about seeing Superman.
Dude. I know! Why don't you want to see Superman?
I just don't care about that stuff. I'm girly.
It's a standalone movie. You like Mission Impossible.
It's a
This
no.
has a great romantic story in it. And parenting story.
Parenting.
It's amazing.
To give some background story to this. We had a date night. Lil was like, what do you want to do? I'm like, what do you want to do? She's like, I don't know. I'm like, let's go see Superman. She goes, nah.
I know. At least I'm consistent. I don't really want to go see it. Go see it with your bros.
The thing is, you would like it.
Andy already saw it. I guess I can go see it with Andrew. Yeah. No, I guess. I get to see it with Andrew.
Guess I can see it with Andrew. I'm the only one that, besides Josh, I'm the only one that's been talking about this movie. It looks so good. I can't believe you don't want to see it.
The only thing that made me slightly interested in seeing the movie was just how funny he was with Rick Glassman.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's hilarious. So funny.
But I'm sure he's not funny in the movie.
He's great in the movie. 100%. It's super lighthearted.
It's Superman.
It's all about hope.
I'm telling you, go watch it with your bros. Dude. Just not tonight because we have dinner with my parents.
We're not going. It was just to get a rise out of you.
I knew it.
Good thing it didn't work. Totally worked.
She did say, totally worked. So we can go see it. It's at 1, but it's not on the big screen. It's like, no, if you're going to see, you got to see it. You get full experience.
Seen it with Kyle. Oh, dude.
Seen it with Kyle Gray in IMAX. So good.
Settle this for me. You used to own my house.
Yes.
You have been in my house and seen the size of my TV. It's a small room, 75-inch TV.
Yeah.
Which it covers up the sconces with the lights,
yeah.
Which completely ticks my wife off. And she is on this kick where she wants me to spend way too much money on one of those picture TVs.
Oh, dude.
That will look cute, quote, between the sconces.
What you need to do is build a frame and just frame your TV.
That'd be the size of the wall at that point.
Yeah.
So she wants me to buy like a 50 to 55 inch TV, which will run at least $1,000.
You don't size a TV down.
That's what I'm saying.
That's the number one rule.
That you don't do that.
You don't do it.
The question, do you think that TV is too large for that room?
Yes.
How big was ours when we were in there?
Not that. Well, it actually might have. No.
Did
it wasn't.
You cover the sconces at all?
No, we saw the sconces.
Yeah.
55.
Don't cover the sconces.
You can't cover the sconces.
I mean, listen, I love a big TV, but you can't cover the sconces.
Why don't you just throw it in your room?
Thought about it.
Hang it from the ceiling.
Yeah. We had a big TV in our room.
75-inch TV off floating on the ceiling.
It would literally... It's so cool. There's no room where it wouldn't cover up part of the window.
Oh.
Dude, you know what I did to level up my living?
What? How do you have the bed facing in the master.
The head is towards the chimney.
That's weird. Weird choice.
You want your head by the window?
That's what we did, and she always would hit her head on the window, too.
Well, we didn't have a headboard. I'm sure you have a headboard.
The window is the headboard.
We literally were like children owning a home. It's so crazy.
Her pillow would fall behind you.
I didn't get a headboard until I was nursing our second baby. I'm like, hey, can you make a headboard so I don't fall down while I'm trying to nurse a baby?
But worth the wait, right? Because it's a nice headboard.
Dude, hey, our
Rich over here, talk about headboards. We get it. You got money. All right.
Our headboard is so janky. I wanted to go surf, and Paige was like, you've surfed the last 3 days. She's like, you build the bed and headboard, whatever, if that gets done. And I literally just dumped 2x4s on the floor and started drilling stuff together. Literally, the bed is like 5 inches off. I mismeasured, but I have those like hurricane tie brackets underneath. So nothing lines up, but every gap is bolted with metal. So
speaking of hurricanes, they say hurricane season's going to be gnarly.
Well, yeah, that's because they can control it.
Yeah,
because they could see it coming, dude.
I mean, I genuinely
it's their
think,
plan.
Yeah,
it's like don't make it that way. Then you made the plan.
You don't have to do it.
You don't have to do the hurricane. It's like, you know, you have control over this.
That's why the doomsday bunkers make sense with all the elites. It's not because they're worried about some 1-in-1,000-year storm. They literally know. Yeah, we're doing it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or nuclear bombs. That's why they're doing it, right?
Maybe. I don't think any of them are afraid of nuclear bombs. I think they're afraid of something bigger.
Oh.
2 nuclear bombs. Mm-hmm. Just kidding.
Yeah, you just get it.
1, 2.
You see, there's this TikTok I saw. This guy driving. He's like, dude, I was just sitting in my car thinking about, you know, nothing in this world could ever be worse than 9/11. And then I look up, and then it's this van, and it says poop 9/11, but it was a phone number, so it said, but it was just cut off because he was a plumber, and it was like poop 9/11. Just call poop 9/11. It's like 1-800-POOP-9/11, and it's like, No, that's
that is
worse.
So funny.
You guys hearing about all the bacteria, flesh eating bacteria in the Gulf of Mexico where we are going in 2 weeks?
I know, we were just there last week.
Oh yeah,
and Kelsey was worried about all that.
Yeah, 4 people have died.
Yeah,
this year.
Very good.
Aren't they, not to belittle or to speak down upon, but aren't most of the instances very immunocompromised?
I think so.
I remember growing up in Fort Walton that people were always freaking out about it, but every time it's always somebody who, it, not that it makes sense. I'm
we
trying
have,
to be nice.
We have an immunocompromised 2-year-old.
Yeah. Amoebas are scary, but they're like, that's the most rare thing to get. They said, I think I looked up since like the 60s, there's only been like 37 cases that people have died from amoebas.
Really?
That's too many for my taste.
They said 1 in 2.2 million people.
Worth it.
I would say it's worth it.
I mean, stop. We did have a ton of seaweed at the camp last week, so
really?
That was a lot. Yeah,
the June grass was in.
Yeah, it was crazy.
Sargasm or June grass?
I mean, yes.
Was it green or brown?
It was green.
Green June grass.
It was the worst. Taking showers.
Oh, damn!
It's just literally stuck in my beard. So gross.
Seaweed?
Yeah.
Next week, I want to talk about this guy that had a crazy... we've gotten so many messages from people talking about how they've had weird interactions with AI after your AI story.
Yeah. Really. Yeah.
Yeah. So I got one that's really, really crazy that I'll talk about next week.
Dude, did you... Maybe we'll talk about it next week, though, too, but did you see the Washington Post thing I sent you?
No, let's talk about it on Patreon.
All right. It's about AI.
Yeah, let's do it. All right, guys, patreon.com/ninjas or butterflies. Go there. Do it because you get an extra episode every week and behind the scenes stuff.
Discounts
on
merch. You get these episodes early in the week. Usually
we
drop these on Tuesday, sometimes even Monday.
There's people that a lot of people complain about the ads on our YouTube. Listen, we can't control that. I don't think we can.
No. So go to Patreon because there's a lot of people that commented recently. They said, listen, we don't do anything on Patreon except for Ninjas of Butterflies. They're like, they love it. And they say it's worth it. So if you trust them, you cancel any time. Try for 1 month. Try for 1 month. That's all we're asking.
Yeah.
It's a good time. We're having a lot of fun. And we got tour coming up, Florida Torta. Come see us live in Jacksonville, Tampa, and Orlando this October.
Mm.
Link in the bio to go buy the tickets.
Yep.
It's the best.
Gonna be that we're gonna do it.
Josh can't stop talking about it.
I'm so scared.
He's so excited to be on stage.
Whenever I think about it, I go, oh.
Everyone encourage Josh right now because he's scared to get up on stage, but it's gonna be so much fun. This is literally what you dreamed about as a kid.
Yeah.
Say hey.
Entertaining people.
Say
live.
Josh, we don't bite. We don't bite.
I think he said we all bite.
Oh no!
I made it way worse.
they all bite.
Oh my gosh!
No,
I don't. I really don't want to do it. And go to sundaycool.com if you need any custom merch.
For you, your business. 72-hour
turnaround, water-based printing. We do hats, stickers, shirts, shorts. We got new shorts on sundaycoolswag.com.
Yes,
and AB shirts, baby.
We're doing a lot of stuff over here, guys. Having a lot of fun.
Yeah, make sure to review us on everything,
please.
YouTube's doing something to us. They're trying to stop us, people.
Because we're talking about
don't
really crazy things.
Let them.
Yeah, like 9/11 and Jeffrey and it.
Come on,
dude.
Hey, if you've made it this far, we love you.
Yeah.
AI was like, I'm not sure if they said it. There it is.
There it is right there.
You could just bleep out everything I said.
Yeah.
All right, guys. We love you. We'll see you on Patreon.
See you.
Bye-bye.
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 Dolphins.
What you're about to see may disturb you.
Vominos!
If any of you know what these
multi-decade UAP
dolphins
are,
aliens,
have a heart attack when he's here. I'm
bottlenose.
Fish sticks.
There's a massive police response.
Oh, the dolphin thing.
Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm. Dolphin style attack!
I just wanted a sparkle in my... Apparently, I've lost it.